Jackie Gleason. The Honeymooners. With the stars Art Carney, Audrey Meadows, and Joyce Randolph.
If you know that theme song well, then you're going to enjoy this show coming up right now. Welcome to TV Studies 101. I am your host, Dr. Charles Nichols, and on this episode of my pod class, we'll be talking all about the legendary TV sitcom, The Honeymooners. That's right, Ralph, Ed, Alice, Trixie, we'll be talking about them all today. I have an expert on the show coming on in just a few seconds, actually, when my guest Harry Cromwell comes on. He claims to be the biggest expert on The Honeymooners there is, so I'm really looking forward to this show because it is really one of the greatest sitcoms ever made. It really set the stage for a lot of sitcoms that came after it, even still to this day. I mean, look at The King of Queens. Before we get started with the show, though, I just want to remind everybody that you can follow TV Studies 101 on Twitter at TV Studies 101 and tweet me about, you know, maybe you want to have a certain topic, a certain TV show, and maybe I could find a certain someone to come on and we can discuss it. And it'll be hopefully a good time. Unlike some of my past shows, which haven't actually turned out the way I hoped they would, but fingers crossed that this one and some future ones will. And I just also want to remind everybody, coming up on the next pod class, we'll be talking all about a huge show of the mid-2000s, Lost. And we'll be talking with Lost expert Franklin Moss. He claims to know every in and out of the show, all the little theories and myths and things that maybe we didn't even notice. He knows. Apparently, he even wrote a huge book on it that he's looking to publish. He hasn't found anybody yet, but I don't know, maybe we can get it published somehow by him coming on the show and he can promote it. So maybe if there's publishers listening, he has a book about Lost that he wants to be published. So that's coming up next time on my podcast, TV Studies 101. So for all you Lost fanatics out there, Franklin Moss and I will be talking all about it next time. So anyway, let's get down to business on this show, though, The Honeymooners.
Hey, dude.
Wait, who are you?
Harry. How's it going?
Wait. You're Harry Cromwell.
I'm Harry.
I expected somebody a little bit, I don't know, older?
Why?
Well, because this is kind of an older show, and I figured being that you're a supposed expert slash historian on it, I figured you'd be in your, I don't know, your 50s maybe?
No, I don't, this movie wasn't that, you know, when was this movie made?
Wait, what?
The movie, 2006?
You mean TV?
Was it 2006?
TV show.
No, it's a TV show.
Yeah, The Honeymooners was a legendary sitcom back in the '50s.
No, it was a movie, pretty recent.
Well, I think there was a movie.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the expert in the movie.
Oh no, wait, no, I think we have our wires crossed here, Harry. I thought you were an expert on The Honeymooners TV show.
Didn't even know they existed.
Never saw an episode.
I couldn't tell you what that was about.
So if I said something like,
I wouldn't even know the characters on that show.
Well, it's the same in the movie, I would imagine.
Oh, so it's the same. Okay. So there's
We have
the dog, Izzy, or Iggy. Izzy,
wait.
Iggy.
You claim to be an expert on the movie, yet you don't even know the characters' names. And you don't even know the dog's name.
It's one of the two.
First of all, there was no...
It starts with an I.
There was no dog on the TV show.
Well, how do you know?
Because I know a little something about it. I've seen it. It's a legendary...
But who's the expert here?
You
or me. I'm the expert.
Obviously, I made a huge mistake yet again.
Yeah, but I'm an expert and you're not. Because if you were such an expert, you know, you wouldn't have... hired me.
You look like you're in your, I don't know, like, young 20s, and you expect to be
That's
an
right.
expert
yeah.
on anything?
I'm an expert on the movie.
You don't even know the character's name.
I'd say it's one of the two, Iggy or Izzy.
I have these series of questions to ask you. Now it's just a waste of time.
No, it's not a waste.
So if I said something like, okay, for instance, let's start it off. What made the Honeymooners have such an impact on TV history? Was it the cast or the style of comedy?
Well, the movie, I feel...
It's not about the movie, it's about the TV
show. Well, the movie had an impact.
The movie had an impact.
People love that
movie. Did anyone actually go and see it?
Yeah. I saw it a lot.
Oh, just you.
I saw it like 30 times.
And you still don't even know that his name was Ralph, and his friend was Ed.
Well, I knew that. You just had to give me some time.
Oh, yeah, great. Or maybe you could have just looked it up on your phone and checked that IMDb.
I don't have internet on my phone.
You don't have internet on your phone?
Nah. I'm old school.
So you're still living in 2005.
Yeah, you know, it was a really great movie.
And apparently it was a really good year for you, too.
You know, that one character...
When you were in high school.
Who was that one guy? He worked in the... how do you say it? Like a sewer?
You mean Ed? Ed Norton.
Oh yeah, he played the Incredible Hulk.
No, not that.
I didn't see him in the movie.
No,
but...
no, not that Ed Norton. Not the Ed Norton.
There's two Ed Nortons.
Well, that's the character in the movie, not his real name.
So okay.
You're referring to the movie. I believe his name is Mike Epps. Mike Epps played Ed Norton.
So let me get this straight.
Ed Norton. You're not gonna get it straight.
Ed Norton.
Yes.
He's an actor. So he was named the movie.
I am so confused right now.
The movie knew about Ed Norton. And then he named their character Ed Norton because he's a good actor.
You have a few clips here, I see. You wanna pick one and play it? I'm assuming this is one of your favorite parts to it.
Yeah, I mean, we could say it's a favorite part.
All right, let's listen to one right now.
All right, which one do you play?
And I have a feeling this is not going to be from the TV show.
No, it's from the movie.
Ralph, why? You know, why? You had to know better.
This would have been big money, baby. I mean, I was investing in your future.
Really? Like the time you invested $900 to market the pet cactus.
Hey, a couple of kids get poked in the eye and get corneal colitis and ruin it for everybody?
Yeah.
That's not my fault.
Oh, my personal favorite, the velour fanny pack.
That's a man purse. And I was this close to getting Al Roker to wear one on the Today Show, wasn't I?
He sure was. He was this close as I was with him today.
You're not helping, Ed.
I don't know what was so funny. I mean, it was okay.
That Ed Norton.
Ed Norton. Oh, so now you know his name.
Well, yeah.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, well. He's a funny guy.
You actually made clips from this movie.
Yeah.
You really like this movie that much.
I love it.
And you've never seen the TV show.
I never heard of it. This is new to me.
So,
I'm going to go, maybe I'll you know, try to... watch a couple, episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
That's I just never heard of it.
I'm really glad that you might watch some episodes after I talk to you about it.
I mean, it's the least I can do.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Maybe we'll have you on another time.
Well, you know.
No, it's not going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, I guess you have an idea at least about maybe what the TV show's about, so I'll ask you another question. Are there any TV shows in recent memory that remind you of the Honeymooners? You're in deep thought, I could see. But I know this answer is not going to really...
I mean, do you have any... Right. You don't have any... I don't know of any old TV shows.
Well, that's a shock.
I mean, is there any that you...
Well, I was actually going to ask you another question.
Okay.
Being that you have no clue about how to answer that one.
I haven't had a clue,
No, you don't. At all. I was going to ask you to rank these three shows. Rank these three shows. The Honeymooners, All in the Family.
Okay, when you rank them, is three the best?
Why would three be the best? When is three ever the best?
You know, because sometimes Somebody will ask you, rank this 1 to 10. Sometimes 1's the best, sometimes 10's the best.
Yeah, but this isn't 10, this is 3.
The same principle.
When is bronze ever the best?
Why is 10 the best?
It doesn't even have a... I don't want to keep talking about this. This has nothing to do with anything. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so 1 is the best.
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, what are these shows?
Rank these 3 shows. The Honeymooners, All in the Family, I Love Lucy.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear this answer.
All in the Family, I never saw it.
Shocker.
That's the soap opera, All My Children?
No, it's not the soap opera with Susan Lucci.
Okay, I think...
Never heard of Archie Bunker?
What was the other I Love...
Lucy! You're telling me you've never seen I Love Lucy?
Yeah, it's that woman with the purple hair.
Purple hair? Really?
Yeah. Oh, and the gray hair. That's right.
That's because it was in black and white.
No.
You cannot be this dumb.
Well, I know, I just never saw it.
What do you watch on TV?
Oh, you know, Rugrats.
Cartoons.
Cartoons.
Just cartoons.
Just cartoons.
So you pretty much watch Disney and Nickelodeon.
Yep.
Those are your 2 favorite channels.
My favorites.
You just DVR them all the time. Great.
And what was another one? Just a great movie.
Of course, naturally.
I mean, so if I had to put them in order, I think I would do... Okay, 3 being the best.
No, not 3. Remember we said 1 is the best.
So, All in the Family
is 3.
That's 1.
No. No, 1 is number 1. Like, first place, number 1. That's what I meant.
Oh, you know what? I'll stick with the Honeymooners. It seems like,
Yeah, well...
It would be number 1.
No kidding, really. I figured that much. And you were supposed to probably start at 3 and then go to 1, but forget it.
And then, you know, it's a toss-up. All in the Family. I Love Lucy. It's a tie.
A tie? Because you've never seen them.
Yeah, a tie goes to the runner.
Still making no sense, man. Oh, Harry. Another great guest I booked here on TV Studies.
I mean, I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm bringing in clips.
You know what's sad?
I'm bringing in clips. I'm, educating whoever's listening to this about just a great movie in general.
Right. Maybe some people will go out and rent it.
Yeah, you know, and there's a great dog in it named Izzy or Iggy.
Izzy or Iggy. So you don't even know the dog's name.
Well, you know, it's
something.
It starts with an I.
And you found him very funny in the movie.
He's a riot. And what also I liked about the movie was, that character Ed, I think he was, he worked in, some kind of sewer?
Yeah, right. He was like a sewer engineer or something.
And Ralph was like a train conductor.
Bus driver?
Oh, same thing.
No, not at all.
Well, they both have wheels.
Is this going somewhere? Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying it was, very relatable.
That's true. Actually, it's funny you say that because I was going to mention that as one of my questions. That maybe one of the reasons why it still has such a following is that people can relate to it, that they weren't rich, that they weren't this happy-go-lucky family like, Leave It to Beaver.
Huh?
Never saw Leave It to Beaver, huh?
No.
The Beave?
No.
Nothing?
Nope, not ringing a bell.
But,
I mean, you have to say this plot for the movie was great. I don't know about the show. Because I'm not an expert in the show. You never asked.
I guess I should have.
Because, it's the movie. It's just a great plot. You ever see it?
Only little pieces of it. Never the whole thing.
So you don't like it?
Can't say that I can really give you a true opinion on it, because I never watched it from beginning to end. Plus, this was supposed to be about the TV show, not the film, starring Cedric the Entertainer.
I mean, I think he played a good Ralph. I don't know
the question that I was going to ask you was actually about Jackie Gleason. That was one of my next questions, was describe his style of humor.
That's a guy.
Jackie Gleason's a guy, yes. He played Ralph.
Jackie. It's not... That could be...
You could be a guy or a girl, I guess, if you want to, you know, kind of make something of it.
Mm.
But that's not really what the show's about. Not talking about names. We're talking about the Honeymooners TV show.
Yeah, I think a good name for him would be, like, Jack.
First of all, that's
Jack
not...
Jack Gleason.
That was not his name on the show. That was his real name. His name was also Ralph.
But in real life, his name should have been Jack. Jack Gleason.
Yeah, because that's relevant right now, man. You know what?
Jack,
let's play one of your other clips. I'm sure it's really great.
Oh, it's cool, man, because I'm a canine behaviorist. I train, board, and breed greyhounds. I specialize in temperamentally unsound, psychologically unstable, genetical throwbacks. I do not pick up excreta. And I run out of my facilities right out of this place.
Says here you sell timeshares in the Poconos.
What? Let me see that. Oh, yeah, my bad, man. Wrong card, man. Importifications, underage mail order brides, F&M fashion consulting. You know what? We don't need cars, man. We don't need cars. We're dog people. We got a bond, a fellowship. Hey, look at the dog. Look at him. Seems really bright, alert. What's his name?
That's Iggy.
Yeah, I'm Ralph, and this is Ed.
Hey, Ralph. Hey. You carry your dog around on a rope?
You siphon gas out of a car. What's your point, man?
What? What, you that?
Yeah.
You think I'm stealing? Man, that's my friend's car. Come on, we prank each other all the time, you know. I siphon gas out of his car, he siphons out of my car, yada yada, blase blase.
That John Leguizamo gets me every time.
You find him that funny?
He's great.
Yeah, you like him?
And I told you that dog's name is Izzy.
Yeah. Was it Izzy?
Yeah, it might have been another one. But I told you. I told you it was one.
Yeah, so this still has not solved the mystery of what the dog's name was at all.
I told you it was going to be one of those.
I think he said Iggy.
Oh, then it's that.
Oh, man. Why do I have you on right now?
I'm good at this.
This is so bad.
I'm such an expert. And the reason I like that, John, is because... Oh, man. You ever see Super Mario Brothers?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
He was great in that. What I loved about that movie...
You love that movie.
Personal favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm an expert in that, too, if you're,
I'm not doing a show ever on that, unless we were talking about crappy video game movies.
It's not crappy.
It's pretty crappy.
I know.
Have you ever played the video game?
I dabbled.
The original story?
I dabbled.
Well, the original story...
You know what I didn't like about the video game? I saw the movie first.
What? Who does that?
I saw the movie first, so I didn't... It's hard to really get into the game when the characters don't look the same.
Wait. You're comparing a Nintendo character that had obviously not... anywhere near the graphics that games have nowadays to the guy who played Mario in the movie.
You know, I played Luigi's Mansion.
Luigi's Mansion.
Or Mario... Well, yeah, Luigi's Mansion, and I just didn't feel...
That was the first Mario Brothers game you ever played.
Yeah, I just... On the Wii, or...
You never played...
GameCube, rather.
The GameCube!
And, you know, it just didn't look like John...
The most
Leguizamo.
Unsuccessful Nintendo
it just didn't look
console...
Like just didn't look like John Leguizamo, and I just
and you
can't get
love
into
John
it.
Leguizamo.
Yeah, I just can't get into it.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, so the whole time I was just like, why? Why, John? I mean, don't you ever play a game or you see a movie, and then you know, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people, I think, didn't think the movie was right. Because they played the video game first.
Well, I saw the movie first, and I was quite alarmed.
What is this, opposite day?
When I played that game, it was just... You know, you just... I couldn't get into it. I couldn't feel into it because that movie...
Super Mario Brothers 3 for the regular Nintendo is one of the greatest video games I've ever played in my life. It's an awesome game. But that's beside the point. How we got onto this topic, I don't know. This is supposed to be about the honeymoon.
And it is!
Yeah, for you, but not for me and my listeners. This is supposed to be about the TV sitcom.
They are learning.
They are learning.
It doesn't matter what they learn about. I'm an expert in that. I'm an expert in Mario.
And John Leguizamo movies.
Yeah, so they're learning a lot. So they come in, yeah, maybe for honeymooners, whatever that is. But
it's a sitcom.
But...
A very famous sitcom.
They're leaving with more knowledge because they're learning about my expertise.
This is not knowledge. This is poop.
No, it's knowledge. I'm passing what I know.
Yeah.
To other people. It's knowledge.
You're passing gas. That's all you're passing. This is ridiculous. Let's just move to the final five and just pretend that you can answer these questions.
You know... I want my money.
No. Yet again with the money. This is getting crazy now with the money. Have you been talking to Jimmy?
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who anybody is.
But okay.
Except for John Leguizamo.
I am an expert. Okay? You hired me.
No. I don't know where you people that I...
You hired me. You asked, is there an expert in The Honeymooners, the movie? And I respond back, you know, I just want my $150 an hour.
$150 an hour?
I'm an expert. You know that lawyers...
No.
You know that lawyers are experts and they get $100 an hour?
Are you really comparing yourself to a lawyer right now?
Yeah. I'm an expert. They're an expert.
You're an expert on absolutely nothing. They went to law school.
I explained about the whole movie.
First of all, even if I did pay you, I wouldn't pay you. Because you talked about the wrong damn thing, and then the thing that you were wrong about, you were wrong on that.
No, I'm not.
You know what? You should pay me.
No.
For my doctor's visit, because I have high blood pressure now. So will you please stop talking and let's move on to the final five?
I mean, if you pay me after that, yeah. Okay.
Pretty soon I'm going to ask you to just leave.
So what? What are these?
Well, they were meant for an actual honeymooners expert.
I'm an expert, yeah.
Yeah. On nothing. What continues to make The Honeymooners one of the greatest comedies in TV history?
Well, what I think makes it great in the movie sense, you know, is... it's timeless. It's a timeless work of art.
Are we talking about Cedric the Entertainer here?
Yeah, he's great. You know, I always felt like if you had to put Entertainer after your name, you're more an entertainer because you had to, like, tell people.
Yeah.
But I think he's actually really entertaining.
Or maybe he did it because he's not that funny.
No, no.
It doesn't help.
Yeah, no, I think it helps him. He's great. One of my all-time favorites. You know, he's just a good guy.
Question number two. Do you still see elements of The Honeymooners on TV today?
Well, I don't know about...
Any show that you watch today? Any sitcom, comedies, other than cartoons?
Let's see. Run down some of the current shows.
Sitcoms, okay. Parks and Recreation. Nothing, huh? You're looking at me with a stupid face right now. That I want to punch so bad.
I don't know what that's about.
But don't make anything up. And I'm not going to go through what it is.
Okay.
Modern Family. It's a very popular one.
Not ringing...
Nothing, huh?
No. I saw... Oh, what show was that recently?
Yeah, just take your time.
Okay. Just give me a minute.
This is really great.
Let's see.
You know what? While you think, let's just play this last great clip that you brought.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Listen to me, Bush. Okay? I'm talking to you. Nobody quits Tony Montana, you hear me?
You're a dog. It's a racetrack. You can win this thing.
Biggie, baby, I'm not, listen to me. I'm not who you think I am. I'm not the best trainer in the world, man. You know, I started out with nothing, and I still got most of it left.
They wanted me to get you pregnant by a pit bull.
Biggie, look at me when I'm talking to you.
Your dogs would have had little bodies with big heads and just walking down the street like this.
You could have been a contender, but instead, you're a bum.
You win that race, you get the power, and then you get the bitches. Oh, yeah, so many bitches.
Oh, man, that John Leguizamo gets me every time.
Yeah, you really seem to enjoy these clips with John Leguizamo.
Well, that's why I brought him. I'm an expert.
On John Leguizamo now, apparently.
Oh, on the movie.
Do you have any, like, I mean, I don't know if the movie had the same quotes, but is there a quote that, you know, to the moon, Alice, you know, something like that?
Say hello to my little friend.
What the hell are you talking about?
Well, you know, he was imitating Scarface right there.
What? Wait. You mean the clip we just played?
Yeah.
John Leguizamo?
Yeah.
Doing that terrible impersonation of Tony
Montana? No, it was a pretty good one.
You are so in another world right now. Maybe you are on the moon.
Maybe. But at least I'm an expert in something. You're not.
What are you an expert on?
This movie.
You seem to know more about John Leguizamo than anything else.
Well, I mean, I know a lot about the movie. I brought in the clips. You didn't even have those.
Because you told me they were good clips about...
They were pretty good.
Well, I guess we can leave off with the Final Five with what I like to do every time we do the Final Five, which is word association. I always like to ask two questions where I say a word or a phrase... And then you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Uh-huh.
Was that a question?
I just said uh-huh.
Okay. First one. Word association. Oh, man. Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Robinson. No, because Jackie and,
right,
and Jackie.
Just name me another Jackie.
Yeah, that's what it is, right?
I'm sure anybody... That when I said Jackie Gleason, their answer would also be Jackie.
Well, what else
Robinson.
Would it be? What else would it be?
I don't know. Comedian? Sketch artist?
Well, I'm thinking...
Sketch artist, comedian?
Jackie and Jackie. They're like a pair, like a couplet.
A couplet?
Yeah, like a couple.
I don't even know what I'm talking about because you're making me so confused. What I meant to say before, by the way, was sketch comedy, not sketch artist. Because you're making me so confused right now that I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's what experts can do.
I think you're just screwing with me
right now.
Are you screwing with me
right
now?
No, because an expert, you know, I'm just so advanced. You know, I'm such a genius in my field.
Wait, you know what? By the way, what do you do for a living?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a living.
Wait, so you're telling me that I brought on my show...
Well, I live with, you know, my parents.
That's not a shock.
In a basement. Yeah, they give me some movies to watch, like The Honeymooners, and that's how I became an expert.
They happen to have a John Leguizamo collection later?
Yeah, they might.
Honeymooners, Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, it's a pretty good collection, and you know, that's what I do.
Scarface.
Yeah, and that's my job.
That's your job, to watch movies that your parents give you down your basement.
Oh, yeah, until I get a real...
What did you major in when you were in school?
Whew, it's been a long time.
No, it hasn't. You're young. It was last year, wasn't it?
It's been a long time.
I need you to leave very soon. So I'm going to ask this last word association question, and then you need to go.
You know, I hope your students are learning a lot from me.
They're not going to learn anything from you.
I told them a lot.
As a matter of fact, anybody listening to what he says, do the opposite. Think the opposite of everything he just said. And actually, towards the end, don't even listen to what I said. Because he confused me, too. And just do yourself a favor.
Stay in school, kids.
Oh, gee, thanks for the special message. Just do yourself a favor. Anybody's listening, just watch some episodes of The Honeymooners, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
You know, yeah, I'm gonna watch a couple when I get home and put it on the old tube.
Yeah. Well, my final word association, final question in the final five is sitcom. This is when you answer.
Oh, we're still doing this wordy thing?
Yeah, association. Word association.
Ooh.
Sitcom.
Sitting down.
That has nothing to do with it other than the fact that you do sit down while you watch a sitcom.
Well, you know, sit.
It means situational comedy.
Oh, well.
Not
You should have told me that. You should have said situational comedy then.
Because most people your age know what I'm talking about.
And if you said situational comedy, I would have said sitting down.
That still doesn't make any sense. I don't know. I'm so confused right now. Before we go, I just want to remind everybody yet again that on the next pod class, we'll be talking to Franklin Moss. He is I don't even know if he is at this point, because apparently I hired these people and they're not what they say they are.
You know, he sounds credible.
Yeah, coming from you, that's not looking good.
Hey, I did everything you asked. I answered some questions, I brought some clips, I taught the young ones.
You said things, you answered everything wrong and you brought in the wrong clips. So thanks, appreciate
it. Well, if you ever need me again, you know where to find me.
In your parents' basement.
Yeah, you have my email. Yeah. I know the Mario. I know that. So,
yeah, because that
helps a lot. I'll be waiting for your email.
Franklin Moss will be our next time, and we'll be talking about Lost.
Oh, man, that's a good show. You think I can come on?
No.
You know, that's that show with that, who's that guy?
Are you kidding me right now?
Who was that guy?
Oh, man.
Starts with a B.
Class dismissed.